I thought this would be a good time to read you a story from the Cape Breton Christmas Memories book, written by none other than Glenn Gray. This story is a true story from my childhood, and at the time I was upset with it, but, as usual with the passage of time, it now has become a treasured Christmas memory. It's called Here Comes Santa Claus. Whenever the north wind begins to blow and snow starts falling so that you have to shovel it, my mind harkens back to my childhood memories of Christmas. As we approach the Yuletide season, I'm always reminded of one Christmas in 1957 in the Ashby district of Sydney. Many of the homes in that area belonged to working-class families, and there were lots of children around. My father would play Santa Claus each year, and all the mums and dads would chip in some money and buy small gifts for their kids for Santa's visit. It was always done a few days before Christmas as a kind of build-up for the big day, and to remind otherwise naughty children to behave. My brother and I would pull Santa's toboggan that had Santa's gifts already wrapped. Our secondary job was to protect St. Nick from what was commonly called the Little Antichristers, who tried to snag a present or pelt Santa on his blind side with snowballs. My brother and I were pretty good at heading off these assaults as we knew the naughty list off by heart. As Santa would work his way through the neighborhood, the kids would be screaming and crying and yelling, while Santa rang his bells and cried, "Ho, ho, ho." Occasionally a stray snowball would get through our protective shield, and Santa would mutter, oh, drat," or some similar incantation. You have to remember that this was in the days when television was in its infancy, and there were no malls as we know them today, so a visit to the neighborhood by Santa Claus caused quite a stir. The kids would be primed by their parents, and of course Santa would already have their names on the gifts. As the procession wound up and down each street, thankful parents would present us with glasses of Coke or hot chocolate and some Christmas cookies. Santa was treated like royalty at each house, and he would get a generous serving of Coke. It was not until a few years later that I realized the Coke also had a drop of the cure, or more specifically, Captain Morgan Black Rum, apparently the choice of Santa Claus and his many co-workers. After a dozen or so house visits, Santa was getting a little tipsy. He would miss a few steps, drop a few presents, and mutter some gaily curses as he slipped and slid his way into the homes. Picture it, if you will, a Norman Rockwell setting, a veritable winter wonderland with houses decorated, outdoored lights twinkling, carolers singing, and Santa, barely able to stand, staggering all around the snow-covered streets. As fate would have it, Santa finally succumbed to the inevitable and took a final header off Corky McKinnon's front step. Like Humpty Dumpty, Santa Claus could not be put back together. The only solution was to roll him onto the toboggan and drag him home. Kids were now in hysterics as they bawled that Santa was sick and Santa fell down. How's he going to get down the chimney? Add to this the fact that my brother and I could barely pull the toboggan and had no time to protect Santa from what we called the Little Antichristers. Santa was being pelted at will with snowballs, and it looked like an attack by crazed leprechauns. When we finally got Santa home, we needed help from several of the neighbors to get Santa rested and into bed. I never recovered from the shame of it all, and Santa retired that year. This is one of the stories from the Cape Breton Christmas Memories books, Heartwarming Memories and Amusing Stories of Cape Breton Christmases Past, written by Glenn Gray and available in local books and gift stores.